So the events that we have, some of the activities, again, this is not the be-all and end-all list. We know there's so much more going on. If you have something going on, you can send us an email, charlie@wsgw.com. Send it to news@wsgw.com, and we'll do our best to give you a mention and let folks know what's going on with your event and activity. This is the final weekend for Pit and Balcony, performing Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. The classic movie is on stage at Pit and Balcony Theater. And today and tomorrow, 7:30 performances. On Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, find out more, pitandbalconytheater.com, pitandbalconytheater.com. That's theater with the R-E. The Saginaw Art Museum, for this being Black History Month, has several new exhibits that are going on. From Africa to Eternity, works by Lark Ellen III. It's dealing with masks. This is actually going to be going on display until July. Going on display until early April, The Black Hand Side. It's an interactive art installation to explore American history and experiences from descendants of slavery. And Advocacy Through Design, going on into early April. It has to deal with the Saginaw branch of the NAACP, established in 1919. And during its more than 100 years of existence and advocacy, the group has used a wide variety of materials and ways to communicate messages. And the exhibition explores the elements of design that have been used. So that's all at the Saginaw Art Museum, all introduced as this being February, part of Black History Month. The Marshall Fredericks Museum on the campus of Saginaw Valley State University continues its display of the Harold Neal and Detroit African American artists, 1945 through the Black Arts Movement. It's going on through April 16th. You can enjoy marshallfredericks.org for information. marshallfredericks.org. And I should tell you saginawartmuseum.org to find out more about the Saginaw Art Museum that's taking place. Got a fish fry going on tonight. Fish fries that happen every Friday through Good Friday at the American Legion Post number 22. This is at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw, corner of Silver and South Niagara, two blocks off South Michigan. Starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and goes until 8 o'clock in the evening. And takeouts are available, too. The public is welcome, you know, for walleye dinners and cod dinners and perch dinners and clam dinners. And you can enjoy tonight, 4 till 8. Again, American Legion Post 22, South Niagara in Saginaw, the corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off South Michigan. The Bay City Players continues this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, with the presentation of One Slight Hitch. To find out about tickets and information as necessary, visit baycityplayers.com, baycityplayers.com. The Saginaw Art Museum has another event, by the way, going on. The second Saturday event at the Saginaw Art Museum, it's a collector's talk with Kevin Jones of Blatiking. Blatiking at 1 o'clock. And this is where that you can enjoy this with no cost to get into the museum from noon until 5 p.m. So, again, saginawartmuseum.org to find out more. But tomorrow for the second Saturday series, saginawartmuseum.org. Tomorrow, bringing back the ice at Hoyt Park, the skating and the sledding that's available, even with some skate and sled rentals, and tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the 8th annual Outhouse Racing, part of the fun for bringing back the ice at Hoyt Park. If you're on Facebook, search for Bringing Back the Ice to get some updated information and that you may need. Bringing Back the Ice and the Outhouse Racing tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Hoyt Park. We have the Mid-Michigan Children's Museum presenting An Arctic Affair. This is tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. It's a day of music, dancing, mask making, and more, including the first annual Arctic Affair Masquerade Ball. $3 admission. Go to midmicm.org for information. Midmicm.org for the Mid-Michigan Children's Museum Arctic Affair tomorrow, noon till 5. Tomorrow, it's the second Saturday of February, and so the Bay County Historical Museum is presenting a second Saturday series, Frankie Lyman's Tombstone Blues, the fascinating story of the rise and fall of Frankie Lyman, the first teenage rock and roll idol, and his 1956 hit song, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, a career he had that lasted maybe just 12 years. And some of the problems that he had, including his early death. But it's the second Saturday series, with the Bay County Historical Society Historical Museum. This is going to happen at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the Historical Museum. Go to bchsmuseum.org to find out more information. That's bchsmuseum.org. The Chippewa Nature Center has an evening snowshoe hike going on, and the next one is going to be happening on Monday, Valentine's Day, from 5:30 till 7. Chance to look for signs of animals, study tree silhouettes, and see the winter sky. You bring along a headlamp or a flashlight, and pre-registration is required if you want to attend this evening snowshoe hike at the Chippewa Nature Center. ChippewaNatureCenter.org to get you all the information. ChippewaNatureCenter.org on Monday. The Midland Center for the Arts presenting Waitress, the hit Broadway musical. And it's brought to life through the music and lyrics of Sarah Bareilles. And it's going to be on stage this coming Tuesday and Wednesday at 7:30 in the evening. Again, if you want to see Waitress with the Midland Center for the Arts this Tuesday and Wednesday at 7:30 both nights, visit MidlandCenter.org for tickets and information. That's MidlandCenter.org. The God's Helping Hands will be taking place on Saturday. Got to get back to a Saturday event here. Didn't want to overlook this. Your chance to head to the Zion Lutheran Church, corner of Iva and Dice Roads in Hemlock, and experience the free clothing and household items giveaway, the food pantry. It's available to everyone while the supplies last. And no requirements, no parameters. Everyone can come and partake in the God's Helping Hands, 10 a.m. until noon. It happens the second and fourth Saturday of every month. Zion Lutheran Church, corner of Iva and Dice Roads in Hemlock. And on that note, in Saginaw on Wednesday, the Ecumenical Food Pantry once again operates with First Presbyterian Church. 10 a.m. it starts. 110 boxes of food and personal items are given away on a first-come, first-serve basis. The church is on the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw. You can enjoy, again, the Ecumenical Food Pantry, First Presbyterian Church, every Saturday, or every Wednesday, I should say, every Wednesday, starting at 10, with 110 boxes given away. And a reminder that this coming Saturday, there is an event going on. We have some news reports on it, and we still have the link up on the WSTRW.com page, Feathers and Fedoras. It's this Saturday. Your chance to enjoy some Roaring Twenties fun to benefit the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan with the music by Stone Street Revival and some casino gaming and lots of fun. You can enjoy it starting at 5 in the Horizons Conference Center in Saginaw, and tickets $50 per person, all to benefit the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan. And Ken and Veronica Horn are your honorary chairs this year. For more of the information, including a direct link to get your tickets, head to WSW.com and look for the Feathers and Fedoras box when you scroll down the homepage. Lots of things to do, as always. Lots of things to see and enjoy. And again, this is just a small little list. We know there's much more going on out in the Great Lakes Bay region.